Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. The attendants of Sati came forward forcibly, but Bhrigu Muni saw the danger and, offering oblations into the southern side of the sacrificial fire, immediately uttered mantric hymns from the Yajurveda by which the destroyers of yogic performances could be killed immediately. Purport. Here is one example of powerful hymns in the Vedas which, when chanted, could perform wonderful acts. In the present age of Kali, it is not possible to find expert mantra chanters. Therefore, all the sacrifices recommended in the Vedas are forbidden in this age. The only sacrifice recommended in this age is the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Because in this age, it is not possible to accumulate the needed funds for performing sacrifices, not to speak of finding expert brahmanas who can chant the mantras perfectly. Bhrigu Muni is the son of Brahma, a great devotee of the Lord. He represents the Lord in terms of sages. Krishna says in the Gita, among rishis, I am Bhrigu. Very glorious and amazing personality. But after all, he is a Brahmin, and Brahmins have to make their livelihood. Yajan yajan, patan patan, dan pratigraha. So in this particular case, he was hired by the king. The Brahmins are engaged by the kings to perform yajna, sacrifice. And he was working, he's working for Daksha. So he was the priest, the Purohit, for this function, Daksha Yajna. He was the head priest. And he saw some danger. All the associates, Shivas, Bhuts and Prates and Pishachas, and various sordid creatures were quite irritated and irked by the demise of their beloved Sati. So they wanted to take revenge, destroy the yajna, kill the Brahmins, kill Daksha. So foreseeing danger, being a great devotee, Bhrigu took shelter of mantra. So we can learn a lesson from this also. When in danger, we take shelter of mantra. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that in the entire 14 worlds, Chodha Bhuvana, in the 14 worlds, Bhurbhuvasva, 7 worlds above, 7 worlds below, all the different worlds, Bhurbhuvasva, Janalok, Maharlok, Tapalok, Satyalok, Atala, Patala, Rasatala, all these different planetary systems, there's no shelter in the body. There's no shelter in society, friends, money, position. The only shelter is the holy name. Mantra Ashraya, the shelter of mantra. So Bhrigu Muni saw a great danger about to manifest. So being very quick on his feet, he took shelter of mantra. He chanted mantra into the southern side of the fire to create some being. Nam Rup Gun Leela. From mantra, Rup is produced. Even in mundane Shabda, when you study music, ragas, tal, bol, ragas, there's ragas and raganis. Ragas and raganis, the Bharat Muni and Lord Indra, they're the great teachers of music. Indra taught Bharat Muni. Bharat Muni, the great musician, teacher of natya, dance and music, It's explained in musicology that there are 8,400,000 different ragas. 8,400,000 different ragas. Musical melodies. One for every species of life. The cockroach raga. The Guleri raga. Squirrel raga. Chiria raga. Bandura raga. The monkey melody. Hee 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 hee. Ha. So when these ragas were chanted, there's one raga called Vasant Rag. There's Malara Rag, Vasant Rag. When these ragas were chanted, these mantras, raga means mantra, sound vibration, shabda. When these ragas were chanted, then they would invoke the personality. Vasant Rag would invoke Rituraj, the lord of the season. Ritu means season. You say mosam, Ritu, the season, Ritu. Rituraj, by chanting Vasant Rag, then Rituraj would appear. And actually spring would be created. All the gun and lakshana, the characteristics and qualities of spring could be manifested by chanting the Vasant Rag, Vasant Rag. The beautiful southern breezes will manifest in the forest, a very fresh aroma of flowers. And when one is chanting the ragas, it's sometimes seen that the personification of that raga appears in the sky. Shabda, mantra producing rupam. Rupam bringing with it qualities. What qualities? Ritu gun. Vasant, the qualities of spring. Vasant gun, vasant lakshana. Vasant lakshana. This is amazing. But this is a fact. Shabda. Even shabda has so much power. See the power of Bhrigu. He's chanting mantras and creating the Ribu demons or something? The Ribus, they were the forerunners of Raybak. Raybak's shoes first appeared as Ribus. The Ribu demons. So he chanted these mantras, we'll find out tomorrow. He chanted these mantras, and out came these personalities, these demons, to attack the enemies. Mantra, Rup, Nam, Rup, Gun, Leela. Right here. It's all here. He chanted mantra. He was a devotee. He's afraid. He took shelter of mantra. These yogic mantras of the Ajurveda. Then these forms appeared. The rupam appeared. From mantra came rupam. Ribus, ribu rupam. These demoniac characters or whatever they are. Some kind of personalities to attack Sati's attendants and protect the Yajnashala and protect the Brahmins. So we also face difficulty. Sometimes devotees are attacked. And this Prabhupada makes a conclusion that the only yajna is Sankirtan yajna. And from this Sankirtan yajna is also mantra. And it can also be sung, the Sankirtan of Krishna's holy names can also be sung in different ragas and raganis, tal and bol. That's secondary. Primary is the backing of bhakti, the devotion, the devotional service attitude, seva bhav. This gives mantra power. Mahamantra becomes powerful when suffused with seva bhav. The greater the seva bhav, the more powerful the mahamantra. But here, what's behind the mantras of Bhrigu Muni? What's behind his mantra? What gives his mantra power? His mantras get power by tapubalam. Tapubalam. The power of austerities. Bhrigu Rishi is a great tapasvi. Rishi, yogi. So his mantras are backed by Tapobalam, the power of austerity, the fire of austerity, the incredible fire of austerity. Tap means fire, heat. So all of that heat and all that fire creates a power, and that power is within him. It's called Brahman Tejas. Brahman Tejas. The Tej, the effulgence, the Jyoti, the Shakti, the power of a Brahman, which he's accumulated from hundreds and hundreds of brats, austerities, vows, bratas, tapasyas, penances. So all that fire is within him. So when he's chanting mantra, all that fire goes into the mantra. That's the backing of his mantra, the Tapobalam. Tapobalam means the power of fire. Tapobalam. The power of fire is stored in his heart. His heart is like a volcano. So much fire inside a volcano. His heart, his chitta, is like a volcano full of fire. Tapobalam. So when he chants the mantra, he mixes that Tapobalam in the mantra. So it is his fire alone which is creating the Ribhu demons. It's his own fire. Although he's observing the externals of the ritual, he's sitting before the fire, and then Yajnashala, and then he's offering mantras according to Yajurveda, to prescribe mantras to create enemies, to fight someone's own enemies. But actually, it's all being created from within him. He's a crucial agent. Because if he has Bina Tapobalam, success nehoga. If he doesn't have any Tapobalam, his mantra has no power. That's why Prabhupada mentions in the purport, what does he say? He says, all sacrifices recommended in the Vedas are forbidden in the age of Kali because we can't find expert mantra chanters. Why? Because there's no one doing tapasya in Kali Yuga. This is Bhog Kal. It's called Bhog Kal, the time of enjoyment. Everyone is a bogi. Sublok bogihe. Everyone's a bogi, enjoyer, sense enjoyer. Even so-called Brahmins. They're supposed to do... You don't see Brahmins. They eat on Ekadasi. They eat grains on Ekadasi. Kali Yuga Brahmins. What is this? You can't even do this minimal austerity of fasting from grains on Ekadasi? So what is the extent of your Tapobalam? You have no power to bless. You have no power to curse. You have no power to do anything except eat and sleep. And accept donations. And do some imitation fake homas. Nakli homa. Nakli homa, nakli yagya. Why is it nakli? Because you can't chant mantras. Because there's no backing to your mantras. There's no Tapobalam. Why is it nakli? Because you use buffalo ghee. So-called ghee. It's not even ghee. Ghee means cow. I remember in 95, I was in Kumbh Mela in Lalabad. And there was somebody named Karpilu Singh, or something like Kripalu, but not Kripalu, some other Kripalu or Kripalu, not the Kripalu from Vrindavan, but Karpal Singh or somebody, I don't know. He had this huge pandal, and inside that pandal there were 108 Yajnashalas. 108 Yajnashalas, four Brahmins in front of each Yajnashala. So 4 times 108 is 32, 432 Brahmins. And they were doing Prabhat Yajna and, you know, Suve Yajna, morning time Yajna and evening time, sunset and sunrise. 432 Brahmins, 108. And so I took a tour there to see interesting pandal. Big Yajna, Maha Yajna. And it had a big banner, Maha Yajna to create peace in Kali Yuga, and all these things, and said in Hindi. Maha Yajna, 108 homakun sponsored, all done by so-and-so Maharaj, whatever it was. Big belly, big monkey. Ceylon calling, melancholy. So big Yajna, big Brahmins, big belly. Fal nishfal. No result, no fruit. Why? Because of dravya dosh. Dravya dosh. Fault in the dravya. Faulty articles. What type of wood were they using? Some old fruit crates. Some old boxes they packed mangoes in. That's the kind of wood they were using in the yajna. So it's these irony lakri, a special lakri for yajna. There was not one piece of that lakri, not one piece of that special wood there. Then what were they using for ghee? You look on the side, parach, pure deshi ghee. Ekdam safed rung. Ekdam bilkul safed rung. White ghee. There is no such thing as white ghee. It does not exist. From Indraloka to Brahmaloka to Pataloka, you'll never find any such thing as white ghee, safed ghee. And it says, shud ghee. Pure ghee. Actually, cross out that shud and do a little graffiti. Graffiti means write slogans here and there. Cross out the shud and write nakli ghee. Ekdam guaranteed nakli ghee. Fake, false, imitation. Dosh, dravya dosh. Everywhere. So many cows painted on the plastic bottle. Many, many cows smiling. Ah. Ekdam pure deshi ghee. Pure deshi crap. To use a very profound slang word from America. Bogus. No result. Right? What a joke. What a big show. Big, big belly. Big, big monkey. Ceylon calling melancholy. Big, big smoke. Big, big advertising. No result. Not one result from that. Dravya dosh. And another reason why no result? No tapobalam. Brahmins have no tapobalams. What are these mantras? Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Param Sada Pashanti Suryo Jiva Chakshurtatam Tavi Praso Jigivamsa Saminite Vishnu Yat Param Param Om Swaha Swaha. Swaha? Kyaha. Kyahe. What? Kyakare. You're saying Swaha, and Vishnu, Yajnavai Vishnu, Yageshwar Vishnu is saying Kyakare. What the hell are you guys doing over here? What are you pouring on my head? What is this white junk? What is this white junk you're pouring on my head? This white junk you're calling ghee? Huh? Kya? What do you think you're doing? Ah. Get out. Your mantras, your dravya is all bogus. The yajna is meant for satisfying. Yajna Purush. Yajna Devata. Maybe some demigod. Yajna Devata, maybe Indra, Shiva. Or Agni. Or maybe Yajna Purush. Yageshwara. Yageshwara is Vishnu. So Bhrigu had that power, Tapabalam, and all the dravya is pakka. First class, all the articles are first class, and Prabhupada says that. He says that people don't have the money. There's not enough money to buy the proper dravya in Kali Yuga. Because when I was there in Kumela, I asked some of the Brahmins, I said, you're using buffalo, this is not ghee. How is this a yajna? I asked them. You're supposed to use cow ghee. Everywhere in the Shastras, in Yajurveda, Rig Veda, it says gaika ghee, shuda gaika ghee, not shuda deshi ghee. What is this deshi? Deshi what? Deshi, you just get a deshi and squeeze them up and make ghee? You get some deshi jana, some deshi praja. And that's what they do. That's what's in that ghee, deshi praja. It says pure deshi ghee. You ever see? You ever see the ghee? It says shud deshi ghee. Have you ever seen? You've seen, no? Shud deshi ghee. Deshi means the resident of the desh. Desh Praja. So they did so many studies. They did an expose on ghee in UP. And yes, it's deshi ghee. Deshi goats are inside. Deshi rats are inside. 15% animal fat inside your pure deshi ghee. You know, there was a study. You know that? It was on the television in Delhi. So desh, yes. Shu desh means residence. Yeah, any resident of the desh. Like we say videshi. Oh, you're ungrazy. You're a videshi. You're without a desh. You're not from our desh. Videshi means, no, I'm from a desh. My desh is Golok. What is your dish? You're a foreigner, I'm not. So they say pure deshi ghee. Yeah. Well, the bakri is also a deshi. Bharati a deshi. So throw a goat in. And dog is also a deshi. Yeah, throw the dog in too. That's what they do. They get all these animals and they put them in a big pot. This was on the TV. They go and collect all these animals, dead animals from anywhere, and parts of cows, buffalo, goat, everything. Put it in a big pot and cook it. And what comes out, when they boil all this flesh with water, the oil rises to the top. Because oil and water don't mix. So they put a bunch of water in there, they boil the water, it cooks down all the goat flesh, dog, this, that, the other thing. And it's all. What comes to the surface? What comes to the surface of that big witch's brew? White animal fat. And then they take that animal fat and they mix it in a jar that has like 20-30% buffalo fat inside. And then they write on, right outside outside the can, they write, Shud Deshi Ghee. And everyone's thinking this is pure buffalo ghee. Because buffalo ghee is white. There's no carotene there. In a cow, there's something very special in a cow called Sona Nadi. Sona Nadi. A very extremely special thing. Sona Nadi means vein. Nadi means river. Sona means gold. Sona Nadi. This cow is some very extraordinary entity. All the devas are within her body. She has this Sona Nadi. What is this Sona Nadi? Sona Nadi means a gold vein inside of her stan, inside of her, what we say, milk bag or udder. There's a nadi. There's a vein, a gold vein. And when mother cow, when she's producing milk, she drops some of that gold into the milk. Samaste, gold, you understand, sona. So the milk takes on a yellow color because there is gold inside of milk. The mundane scientists, they say, oh, we've analyzed milk. The yellow color in cow's milk is due to the presence of beta-carotene D. Because we studied science in college. That's what they tell you. The yellow color, and buffalo milk does not have, by nature, beta-carotene D. So therefore, this beta-carotene, this particular chemical element, is yellow by nature. Like haldi is yellow by nature. Haldi is yellow. That's its nature. Pila rung, haldi, turmeric. So this cow's milk, or this, so they, this nature, this chemical, it's yellow, like potassium permanganate is purple, reddish purple, or copper sulfate is blue. This is the nature of these elements. So that's what they say. But the Charak Samhita and the Shushuta Samhita and Charak Samhita of Ayurveda, they're telling something different. So do you want to follow the mundane scientists or do you want to follow the rishis and sages? We follow the Vedic rishis, Achyuta Jana, infallible rishis, Achyuta rishis, infallible, because they're connected, Trikalagya, Shastra Chakshus. So the Vedic Shastras say the yellow in milk is caused by the presence of gold, because gold is what color? What color is gold? Yellow. So when you drink milk, it's very good for what? For the brain, Sumedha. And if you study science, they say the element of gold is very good for the intelligence. And when you're old and your brain gets cool, the Agni diminishes in your brain. There's D-Agni, Ak-Agni, Jatar-Agni. There's different fires in the human body. D-Agni is fire of intelligence, Ak-Agni is fire of vision, Jatar-Agni is fire of digestion. What is that? There's that verse in Gita. Ham Vaishvanaro Bhutva Praninam Dehamashrita Pranapana Samayukta Pancham Yana Chaturavitam. He says, Ham Vaishvanaro, Vaishvanaro, I am the fire of digestion, Krishna's telling in Gita. Vaishvanaro, this is Jataragni. So when this fire goes down, then your memory goes down. Diagni, when the fire and the intelligence goes down, you lose your memory. It's a byproduct of old age. Diminishing fire, you get cold, you feel cold. When you're young, you're hot, hot blood. Youngster, oh, I don't need any clothes, I'm hot-blooded. When you're old, like me, you have all kinds of wraps and everything, because there's no fire. So when Diagna goes down, the memory goes down. So what does the Vaidya give you? He gives you Makardwaj. Makardwaj. Makardwaj is an Ayurvedic shahad, what do you call it? Medicine. I mean, dawa. And that has gold inside. Sona Bashma. Ash of gold. And that gold is in the medicine. You take that gold, it stimulates the fire in the brain and you increase your memory. And other things also. It has, it's a rasayana. It has mercury also. Gives energy. But that's the main thing, gives energy to your brain. So this gold in the milk of the cow, coming from the, which is produced from her sona nadi, goes into the milk, and that's why Prabhupada said milk is liquid religiosity. If you drink cow's milk, it's liquid religiosity, because cow's milk gives you the gold which nourishes your brain, give you the finer brain tissues to understand what is the reality. What is, to distinguish reality from illusion. Because we're living in the plane of misunderstanding. Maya is the plane of misunderstanding. So to penetrate the misunderstanding, you need light, knowledge. So Bhriga Rishi, he did this yajna and produced these demons, these ribus, to fight the attendants. But this sacrifice has been extant. Sacrifice has been extant in human society from the beginning. Krishna's telling in Gita, Saha Yajna, right? Praja Shrishtva. Krishna says, in the beginning of creation, I sent forth generations of men and demigods and said, be thou happy by the performance of this yajna, for it will bestow upon you all desirable things. Right? He says, Saha Yajna Praja Shrishtva. The Praja, Krishna sent. So, yajna has been there since the beginning of creation. But in Satyuga, people are more concerned with meditation and tapasya. And they realize the whole purport of the Vedas simply by sitting like this and chanting, Om. Just by this Shabda of Brahman. They would chant this mantra and realize the purport of the Vedas. And everyone was austere. Everyone was clean. Everyone was truthful. Right? Mercy, and everyone was merciful. So there's no need for any sacrifice. There was no sacrifice in Satyuga. No one's doing sacrifice or yajna in Satyuga. They're simply chanting Om. They're all worshipping the Hamsa avatar. The Hamsa avatar, the white avatar of the Lord Hamsa, the swan, doing mystic yoga. But then Treta Yuga came and austerity diminished. One leg of the bull of religion disappeared, austerity. People are not austere in Treta Yuga, so sacrifice was introduced. But in the Vedas, it's explained in Kali Yuga, because the time is so less, everything has to be cut. So in Kali Yuga, the Vedas are explaining this is the best of ages, because you can attain a perfection in Kali Yuga which is not available in any other age. Although, mind you, in every age, in Satya, Treta, Dwapara, and Kali, the chanting of Maha Mantra is available. This Nam Yajna, Nam that we call the Nam Yajna. This is a yajna, Nam Yajna. It's available. But the people were thinking, the people of the other ages, Satya, Treta, and Dwapara, they thought, this is such a simple process of vibrating your tongue and catching the sound with your ear. Hearing and chanting the Maha Mantra, this Nam Yajna, it's too simple. So they were more attached to the more elaborate processes of mystic yoga meditation, Ashtanga yoga, and elaborate yajnas in Treta Yuga, and elaborate detailed pujas in Dwapara Yuga. They thought that these were real methods of yajna. This type of sacrifice, the sacrifice of yoga, the sacrifice of yajna, the sacrifice of puja, these were the sacrifices which we could really please Vishnu and attain perfection. Not this simple. So they didn't take up the process. In other ages, they were too much enamored by mystic yoga, yajnas, and puja. But in Kali Yuga, simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, we can attain all perfection. Krishna Varnam Shvisa Krishnam Sango Pangashta Parshanam Yajna Sankirtana Prayarya Jantihi Samedesha. So someone who's intelligent, they'll save time, save money, save time, save energy, and simply chant Hare Krishna. This is the easiest, yajna. If you have sumed, if you're drinking cow's milk, which is you're pretty lucky to get cow's milk in Kali Yuga, at least in India. That's why Indians are a little bit unfortunate, because they can't get any cow's milk. This is the irony of Kali Yuga. Dharma Bhumi, Dharma Bhumi, India. You can't find cow's milk. Cow's milk is the basis of Dharma. No cow's milk, no Dharma. See the irony, see the paradox. We're living in Punya Bhumi, Bhart Bhumi, Dharma Bhumi, Punya Bhumi, and the basis of that Dharma, the basis of that Punya is cow's milk, which makes cows ghee to perform proper asli, yajna, and puja. It's not available. Everything in the market is fake. It's all buffalo, goat, camel, dog, whatever. I don't know what kind of milk it's all mixed up. See the irony. And you go to Mlecha Bhumi, you go to Mlecha Desh and Yavana Desh, where people are killing the cows, slaughtering the cows like in a royal fashion. And everywhere you can get pure ghee and pure cow's milk. But they have no interest in Dharma, and no interest in Yajna, and no knowledge, and no tapabalam, and no purity, and no experience, and no sanskars to perform Yajna. Therefore, so Kali Yuga is a great saving grace. The saving grace of Kali Yuga is the Nam Yajna. Because there's no Yama Niyama, no rules and regulations. Everyone, Sudra, Mlecha, Yavana, Brahman, Kshatriya, Ghi or no Ghi, buffalo or cow or goat, it doesn't matter. Everyone can perform the Nam Yajna and attain perfection easily. That's the saving grace of God. Otherwise, there would be no hope for anyone, no hope for humanity, no hope for Indians, no hope for anyone. So the only hope for India, and the only hope for the world, is that everyone takes up this Nam Yajna and attain all perfection. As Krishna said in the Gita, he says, Saha Yajna Praja Shrishtva. He says, Anena Kama Dristavuk. He says that all desirable perfection you'll attain by this Yajna. So what is a Yajna? Yajna means sacrifice. Sacrifice means to dedicate our energy for the interest of another. That's the meaning of sacrifice. To dedicate your interest for the... dedicate your energy for the interest of another. But ultimately it's for our interest. So people do Deva Puja and Homas because they want something. But they sacrifice. They give their money, they give their time, so many articles. And the whole Vedic purpose of sacrifice was to channel people's work towards the Vedas. People are working, but let it be guided by the Vedas. Perform sacrifice to derive the things that you want. So Vedic sacrifice is meant to discipline the human beings so that they would be under the shelter of superior authority of the Devas and the Vedas. Get what you want, but worship the Devas. So it creates an obedience. The performance of yajna or sacrifice creates obedience and submission within the mind of the human beings. If I want material things, I have to worship somebody beyond me. But what does Krishna say? What is the ultimate sacrifice? The ultimate sacrifice is a sacrifice of the ego. The ultimate sacrifice is a sacrifice of the ego and our identity, because we're selfish by nature. We want everything for ourselves. So the whole principle of sacrifice is to take out the selfishness. That if I want to get what... if I want things, I have to worship someone beyond me. So I have to sacrifice to that person. But that selfish nature, this is what Krishna's telling in Gita, that what is the ultimate sacrifice? Sarva dharman prityaja mamekam sharanam vraja. Aham tvam sarva papevyo moksha yishami mashucha. This is the ultimate sacrifice. The ultimate sacrifice is to give everything to Vishnu. All your dharma, karma, yajna, everything, sacrifice, offer it all. Sacrifice the ego, because then you'll realize I am part and parcel of Krishna. I'm meant to serve Krishna, and by serving Him, I attain everything. So the easiest way to serve Krishna in Kali Yuga is the Nam Yajna. It's the easy and effortless Yajna. Doesn't require sit down this way or that way. You simply sit down, and you can get all tapabalam. You can be the greatest tapasvi. Prabhupada said, "What is the meaning of tapasya? What is the meaning of tapasya?" Tapasya means the trouble, the endeavor, or the trouble that a disciple takes to execute and fulfill the order of his spiritual master. That is tapasya. So the order of the spiritual master is the order of Krishna, and the order of Krishna is the order of Lord Chaitanya. And the order of Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, and Sri Guru is Kirtaniya Sadahari. Satatam Kirtiyantumam. Always chant the holy name of Krishna. Here, there, and everywhere. This is a perfect yajna. And by this we'll realize our identity and our relationship with Krishna. And then when we realize that, then we realize how Krishna is giving us everything, he's providing everything to us. He is the Bhoktaram, Yagatapasam, Sarvalokamaheshram. He is a real enjoyer, Bhoktaram. He is an enjoyer of all yajna. And we're chanting the holy name for his pleasure and his satisfaction, for his enjoyment. Let Krishna be happy by our chanting. Let Krishna enjoy our chanting. Because he's an enjoyer. He's a bhokta. He's a bhogi. Bhoktaram Yagatapasam. Krishna enjoys the yajna. So the Naam Yajna, this is the yajna for Kali Yuga. Kalo Tadhari Kirtanat. It's told in Bhagavat. Kalo Tadhari Kirtanat. Hari Kirtan, this is a yajna for this age. Kalo Tadhari Kirtanat. So Krishna, he's the Bhoktaram Yagatapasam. He's enjoying the yajna. He's a yajna fowl. He's a yajna book. Krishna's called yajna book, the enjoyer of yajna. So the yajna, the sacrifice for Kali Yuga, is chanting the holy name, which means when we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna enjoys it. This is the meaning of Bhoktaram Yagatapasam. So therefore we chant for Krishna's pleasure. And when he's happy, when a man is happy and satisfied, it's a good time to ask him for something. So we chant the name to satisfy Krishna, ask him for whatever you want, he'll give it to you. What do we want? Pure love for Radharasa Vihari. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki.